Introduction. From the mid-1960s through the mid-1970s, the United States experienced a renaissance of interest in the paranormal and the occult. At its forefront was a best-selling series of books selected from the pages of Fate, the pioneering and still leading publication exploring, as the magazine's masthead put it, the strange and unknown. Founded in 1948, Fate was the first newsstand magazine to cover the world of the paranormal and supernatural, and it still remains the preeminent publication in its field. Of the dozen books in what became known as Fate's Strange series, well over 6 million copies were sold worldwide. Each book was filled with personal accounts and researched reports drawn from the publication's pages, covering a wide array of unexplained phenomena, UFOs, hauntings, psychic experiences, poltergeist, reincarnation, magic, precognitive dreams, telepathy, and many more examples of the uncanny and inexplicable. The first volumes in Fate's Strange series, Strange But True, Strange Fate, and The Strange and the Unknown, were published in 1965 by Paperback Library, one of the many independent paperback publishers of the era. These books proved instant mega bestsellers, so much so that almost every other paperback publisher immediately jumped on the bandwagon. Belmont Books, Ace Books, Lancer, Ballantine, Berkeley, and Pocketbooks all began issuing nonfiction collections featuring accounts of the strange, occult, and paranormal as experienced by everyday people and as researched by astonished scientists. These publishers hired other top experts in the field to compile their faux strange books, including Brad Steiger, John Macklin, R. DeWitt Miller, John Edwards, and others. Soon, the newsstands were crowded with titles like Strange Horizons, Venture Inward, Other Dimensions, Impossible Yet It Happened, and Behind the Flying Saucer Mystery. As an added bonus, this publishing phenomenon also brought essential keystone works into paperback for the first time. Until then, books about the paranormal and unknown had only been released in limited hardcover editions and had only a small readership. Among the most important of these reprints were four books by Charles Fort, which had first stirred interest in mysterious happenings and unusual powers of the mind. Wild Talents, Lo, The Book of the Damned, and New Lands, as well as explorer and anthropologist James Churchward's carefully compiled proofs of the former existence of Mu, a mythological sunken continent and home to a scientifically developed population whose submergence had given rise to Egypt and other early civilizations. There were also many books compiling the revelations of prophet and healer Edgar Cayce. From the mid-1960s throughout the 70s, these books filled newsstands, drugstore racks, and bookstore shelves, until, at last, the reading public's curiosity about these subjects seemed satisfied. Sales declined, and by the early 1980s, books about the paranormal phenomena were rarely seen. Sadly, Fate's own strange titles, which had started it all and sold millions of copies in the U.S. and abroad, succumbed to sagging sales. And for the past 3.5 decades, there have been no new books in the series. During these intervening years, study, investigation, and research have provided fresh insights into the paranormal and the occult, and brought our attention to additional subjects of interest like chupacabra, reptilians, Pleiadians, the consciousness of stars, and so much more, many of which were first broached in the pages of Fate, still the leading publication in its field. At the same time, interest in the unexplained events and powers was reawakened by the novels of writers like Stephen King and television programs like The X-Files and dozens of hit follow-ups featuring vampire slayers, time travel, The Walking Dead, and small rural towns infested by all kinds of paranormal visitations.